From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I know you like these random facts.
Of course.
And
yes.
When I can come up with them, doggone it, I got them for
useless
you.
Useless trivial knowledge.
I got them for you. Okay.
All right, let it rip.
How about this? Why do we call porcelain China?
I don't know.
It was from the country of China. Okay. They created it.
Okay.
They perfected it.
Uh-huh.
And so when it made its way to Europe in the 1500s, everyone just called it China.
China.
The first black president on film was Sammy Davis Jr. in 1933 in the movie Rufus Jones for President. 1933, wow, he was only 7 years old. And it was about his mother dreaming of him being president. Yeah.
Speaking of dreams.
Yeah?
I dreamed of Tom Selleck last night.
What was that all about?
I don't know where that came from.
Well, please enlighten us.
I didn't get to kiss him or nothing.
He
was just there. I'm not too sure what he was doing.
He was just in your dreams.
But I was also dreaming of some of the Kardashians.
Ew.
I know, it was like kind of so scary. Weird.
So did you like dream that you sang the Billy Ocean song to Tom Selleck, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car?
No. I'm not too sure if car is, if he's going to get out of my dreams and into something, I don't know if car is exactly where I would want him. Unless it's in the back seat.
Well, there's that. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Matt Lauer and estranged wife Annette Roque have finally filed for divorce yesterday.
Just yesterday? Really?
Just yesterday.
Wow. I would have thought they'd already done that.
Nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
Since Matt was let go for his little dalliances at the Today Show.
Yeah.
Last year culminated his stellar career that probably includes many female staffers on his little casting couch.
Well, yeah.
Or casting desk or
kidnapping room.
The kidnapping room at NBC.
Kidnapping room at NBC News. 30 Just, Rock.
I could change that address to fit him much better.
Oh, sure you could.
You might recall that the pair decided to get their priorities straight before filing for divorce.
Okay.
I think there's probably 20 million priorities that Annette was counting.
Right, sure.
Because when you're talking these dollars... Apparently, it's a lot of accounting that has to go
sure.
into as well.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, every penny, everything.
You know, I would think that they're working on figuring it out. Mm-hmm. They're counting all the reasons.
Sure.
But I think once Jeff Bezos and his wife started their divorce proceedings,
right.
she probably said, hold on a minute.
What am I doing right?
Take a break and kind of see how this turns out.
Maybe.
And see if I can get any lessons from this.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly not getting as much money as McKenzie got, that's for sure.
No, $20 million is probably what she stands to make in the deal.
Why couldn't Matt Lauer have just exaggerated like Brian Williams? He'd be back on the air now. They would have put him on MSNBC, The Wicked Stepchild. But, you know, it's still, you know, something.
Yeah.
It's an income. But no income today.
Well, they're still working on selling their mansion. One that was previously owned by Richard Gere.
Like $4 million, right?
40.
But they paid like 36 for it.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, of course, wear and tear and what they put into it. It's a fire sale. Fire sale at $40
million. Divorce should be final in a couple of months.
Well, good for them, by golly.
And then they'll both be single, ready to mingle.
Single and ready to mingle.
Hi, my name is Matt Lauer, and I'm single, ready to mingle.
We know you're Matt Lauer.
All right, Forbes has released its list of the celebrity 100 highest paid entertainers.
Oh, really? Huh.
So who would you say is at the top of the list?
Oh, wait a minute. Who would it be? Kylie Jenner.
No? But she's not. The list, the top part of the list is entertainers, more or less.
Okay.
Number one, Taylor Swift.
Okay, I see that.
$185 million.
Wow, she made $185. Wow, that's a lot of money. She's bitching and moaning about her catalog being sold to Scooter Braun, only because she didn't buy it. That's the only reason she's upset.
Number two, Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner, okay, all right.
Number three.
I mean, she's self-made billionaire. I mean.
True.
You know, she should be up there. Number three, sorry.
Number three.
You're not going to read all 100, are you?
No.
Okay, good. We don't have enough time.
Remember, this is highest paid. Number highest three, paid. Which I don't even understand this one. Kanye West.
Wow. Number three.
Uh-huh. Number four.
Huh.
Soccer player or soccer star, Lionel Messi.
Okay. Soccer. Interesting that don't a soccer that player one. Would be, huh, would be the highest, among the highest paid. Wow.
I don't know. Number five. Ed Sheeran.
You know what's interesting? Because Ed Sheeran would be nowhere without Taylor Swift. I mean, that's if true. You don't remember, Taylor Swift took him under her wing and uh-huh. took him out on tour with her when he was just a yes. little tiny rock star.
Little
and
tiny Ed Sheeran.
You know what? She made that bitch famous.
That's true. And he's still new to this game, so it's amazing.
He's not that new.
Well, he had some big songs in the last couple of years.
Huge songs. The last album sold millions and millions.
Wow.
Had a beautiful song on it called Perfect, which I absolutely adore. And it's been, they've done some duets with it. One with Andrea Bocelli, which is fantastic. The video with him and Andrea cutting that song is just,
it's good.
So good.
It's good.
So good.
All right, Eagles came in eighth, and Dr.
The
Phil.
The Eagles came in eighth. Wow, wow, yes. wow. And who?
Dr. Phil in ninth.
Dr. Phil?
Which I don't, I just don't get that one.
Wow, he must be making a ton of money, too. I didn't even know he was a thing anymore. I didn't know that. Wow,
Robert Downey Jr., 31.
31,
still a
huh?
good list to be
that's,
on.
That's a good list. Okay.
List is, I won't read all 100 of them.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for not reading all 100
You're
of
welcome.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Halle Berry on that list?
Not on the list, John Van Camp.
Oh, no. What am I to do? Poor Hallie.
She's on your list.
She's
Isn't
on
that
my
list.
Yeah, that's
her?
All that matters. That is enough for her. I feel pretty special. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for sharing. And we'll have to go through that list off air and see if there's anybody that's worth mentioning.
And pick him apart.
You're damn right. All right. That's going to do it for us today. I know, Kanye West. I'm kind of. He's worth more than his wife. That's crazy.
That's weird to me. Mm. Well, you know, fashion line and all.
Oh, maybe. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.